For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. State Attorney General Josh Call phoned into the Devil's Advocate show yesterday to discuss the state Supreme Court decision to uphold lame duck legislation, and he was critical of Republicans in state legislature for seeking power but stalling on key issues. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. Harley-Davidson will be eliminating 700 jobs this year as part of an effort to rebuild the company. Chief Financial Officer John Olin has left the company after 17 years. Worldwide, the Milwaukee-based motorcycle manufacturer has 6,000 employees, with around 1,000 employed at the Menominee Falls factory on Pilgrim Road. Highs today in the low 80s, with partly to mostly cloudy skies today. Overnight lows in the upper 60s. Saturday highs in the low to mid 80s. Chance of afternoon showers in Madison, partly cloudy skies in Milwaukee. Sunday highs in the mid 70s with partly cloudy skies. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. The city of Milwaukee is a step closer to requiring masks in public as a scaled-back version of a proposed mask ordinance received approval from a Common Council committee. A special Common Council meeting will take place Monday at 1:30 p.m. to discuss the mandate, as well as a separate proposal to provide free masks to city residents to help slow the spread of the coronavirus. Meanwhile, interim UW President Tommy Thompson said yesterday, "There is no way to reopen safely without a mask mandate. Face masks will be mandatory inside all University of Wisconsin campus buildings statewide, according to a policy adopted unanimously by the UW Board of Regents." You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. Beginning Monday in Dane County, masks will be mandatory inside any enclosed building for Dane County residents beyond their homes. The emergency order was announced earlier this week by Public Health Madison and Dane County, and it requires anyone over the age of 5 to wear masks to slow the spread of the coronavirus. Meanwhile, interim UW President Tommy Thompson said yesterday there is no way to reopen safely without a mask mandate. Face masks will be mandatory inside all University of Wisconsin campus buildings statewide, according to a policy adopted unanimously by the UW Board of Regents. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network. For 101.7 Milwaukee and 92.7 Madison, I'm Keith Gostad with your headlines. The Grafton School District has been ordered to reimburse $78,000 to a mother who sent her child to private school in Illinois. The order upholds a 2019 decision by an administrative law judge who said the district had failed to provide that student with free and appropriate public education as required by state and federal law. Highs today in the low 80s with partly to mostly cloudy skies, overnight lows in the upper 60s. Saturday, highs in the low to mid 80s with a chance of afternoon showers in Madison, partly cloudy skies in Milwaukee. Sunday, highs in the mid 70s with partly cloudy skies. You are listening to Wisconsin's Political Talk Network.